Welcome back. You're listening to This Week. As the population of the country shifts from rural to urban areas, GAA clubs in the west of Ireland are struggling to field teams because they don't have the numbers. The change in demographics means more rural clubs are being forced to amalgamate. In County Clare, GAA club officials are asking for policy changes at government level to encourage more people to live and work in rural areas to save their GAA clubs and their communities. Our reporter Peter O'Connell has been finding out more.
In the West Clare town of Kilkee on a Sunday evening, the under-8 girls are on the football field. But fielding a team in this part of the country has become a major challenge.
It's bleak. Like everything else, it's bleak, I suppose. This year we had one player come through. Next year we've no one. The following year then we've won. The year after that we've won. And then we're looking down to the current age group that are under 14, and there's about 8, 9, 10 of those lads.
Dermot Keane is the chairperson of St Sinan's Kilkee GAA Club.
So you're looking at 2029 before those lads will be eligible to play adult football. Between now and 2029, Kilkee will have two potential new eligible players coming off from underage. And, you know, we had one this year. So in the space of 5 years, there's going to be three players if they all play.
This decline in playing numbers is one that is experienced by many rural clubs.
It's been a struggle. For the last 15 years, it has been a struggle. It's a struggle in keeping girls. The opportunities aren't in West Clare. For jobs, it's all Shannon-based, Limerick-based, Dublin-based.
Ciara Harvey is the chairperson of West Clare Gaels, which is the local ladies' football club. She says that getting players to travel home to play or train is often difficult.
And girls aren't willing to travel back 2 hours for training sessions, or they're not willing to give up travelling a whole weekend just to play 1 hour. It's easier just play with a club right beside where you're working rather than hopping in a car and coming for an hour and a half. Now we're very, very lucky, we do have two or three girls within the club that will do that for us. That means a lot, that means everything.
But getting people to live in the area is the real challenge, and as Dermot Keane explains, the availability and cost of housing is a problem.
It's very hard for people to get on the market because any house that comes up in Kilkee, it's overpriced for what you're getting and where you're getting it, but it'll be snapped up very quickly as a holiday home. I suppose the knock on to that is you have people here looking to get on the housing market. There's nothing there. They're being outpriced, outbid. There's no new housing developments in Kilkee in over 20 years. There's nothing, there's no social, no affordable housing. These people are having to move away. They're moving to Innis, they're moving to Limerick, they're going to where the opportunities are, where the houses are.
Kilkee is a coastal town and a tourist hotspot. 66% of the houses here are holiday homes. Dr. Maura Farrell is a rural geographer from University of Galway and says this drives up the cost of housing for the people who want to live in the area.
Definitely when you're looking at tourist areas like Kilkee, you are really faced with this idea of people buying second homes in these areas for maybe Airbnbs. And again, the issue around this is it's shoving up the prices for young people who live in these rural areas. I think I seen there last year in a place like Roundstone in County Galway, a lovely tourist area, houses, second home houses going for something like 600,000. Like a young couple coming to a rural area, there is just such little hope of them affording that kind of money.
The solution, she says, is clustering, which is building multiple homes for families close to rural towns, but that will require a change in policy.
If you take small rural towns and rural villages, if we start to think about clustering in those areas, half-acre sites within those areas on the periphery of small towns and villages, what you can see is a whole new repopulation of that area, a whole new vibrancy to that rural area that then brings add-on impacts in relation to schools, in relation to the economy of the area, and then I suppose the likes of the GAA. So like just looking at our model of housing, we may not be able to build this one-off housing that we had in the past, but we surely can look at a model of clustering in and around small towns and villages that really could be a model of bringing people back to rural areas.
The future of many rural GAA clubs is in the balance, and it's an issue that the Clare County Board wants to address. Their newly appointed demographics officer is Pat O'Connor.
You travel around rural Ireland and you do the same, Peter. In the one thing that is constant throughout it all is that there's a hurling pitch or a GAA field, a GAA club that's there, you know, that's what everyone goes to, that's where they're gathered, that's where a lot of their picture is tied up in is the GAA club, and you know, you'd hate for all of that tradition to maybe just wilt away over time, and that I think if you get the right people in the room, I'd be very confident that we could do something.
Amalgamating smaller clubs is one of the solutions he may have to examine.
In my professional life, I'm involved in sales, and I think once you get a mutual agreement between two parties, it has an awful lot better chance of succeeding. And I think that's the key to this, is to if you have mutually both parties, or however many parties, agreed that you know, there's value in it for everyone, I think there's a great chance of progression and success in the role.
Kilkee and the Lupaid Peninsula hug the Atlantic Ocean. The future for many towns and villages along the west coast is uncertain, but as Ciara Harvey says, if the right changes are made, people will want to come home.
It's very special to my heart. I just love the Lupaid Peninsula. I love being beside the sea. I love the community. My dream was always to live in the Lupaid Peninsula, to raise my kids within a community that they knew everyone. It's something special, and you can't really describe it until you're in it. And we've had a few girls that have immigrated to Australia over the last 2 or 3 years, and two of them are actually coming back this year, and I've asked them why, and they said there's just nothing like home. That even though they've got to experience all the world and travel the world, they just said there's nothing like Lupaid and home.
That's Ciara Harvey from West Clare Gaels, ending that report from Peter O'Connell. And that is our lot for today. Thank you for listening. Thanks also to our team. On sound was Tommy O'Sullivan. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. And the editor of This Week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. But for now, for myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.